Somebody's hungry for prayer. Somebody's hungry for intercession. Somebody's ready to call on the name of the Lord. And whosoever does shall be delivered. Pastor Butler, did you make it on the call this morning? I pray to God that you are. If not, I'll go ahead and bring it through. But I wanted to have you on here. Thank God for Pastor Butler on here. Pastor Butler, I want to let you do it. Of course, you know, I got this service tonight plus Thursday and Friday. And so I want to preserve as much as I can. But
yes,
if you will, pray till about 6:25. And then I'll pick it up at 6:25 and give us our last prayer point. And we're tapping in. Y'all, prayer is necessary. Prayer is necessary. That's what the Lord spoke to me. Hallelujah. Last night before I went to bed, he said prayer is necessary. It's not something that we just do. It must become your lifestyle. It's the air and the life of the believer. It's your oxygen. Pastor Butler, it's yours.
More grace, sir. We pray for you. We strengthen you. We lift you up before His Majesty, the Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning, saints of God of the Most High. We exalt Him in His King of glory, the King of life, the Prince. Amen. Bless God. And He who walks on the clouds of the air by the name of Jah, we give Him divine praise and glory. The Bible said it is a good thing to give, amen, thanks unto the Lord and to bless His name. I'm so grateful to God to be in the land of the living, because I understand that the dead does not praise Him, neither does any that go down into silence. But David said, while I yet have my being, will I praise Him. So as we have been instructed to go, amen, before God in prayer, I want us to go this morning. First, let's go and praise before we ask anything of Him. Why? Because the Bible said, amen, that He inhabits or dwells in or makes an abode. He dwells, amen, in the presence and the praises of His people. He inhabits, yes, He inhabits. He lives in, amen, bless God. He inhabits the praises of His people. And the Lord told me this morning while I was just on my knees waiting for Pastor come on. He said, when you come before me, come bringing a gift. Come bringing a sacrifice. Hallelujah. So David said like this, we bring the sacrifices of praise into the house of the Lord. Amen. And we offer unto Him the sacrifices of thanksgiving. We offer unto Him the sacrifices of joy. We offer unto Him the sacrifices of praise. So we want to acknowledge Him. The scripture said, our Father, which art in heaven, we acknowledge, amen, His superiority, His lordship, amen, His creative being as the creator of the universe, amen, and that He is, in fact, our Father, not only Father to us as the saints of God, but Father of creation, but then moreover, Father to us as His, amen, people that He have chosen, amen, and adopted us. Amen, as sons of God, our Father which art in heaven, His dwelling place, glory to God. But then it says, amen, hallowed be thy name. Let's hallow His name this morning. Let's, amen, exalt His name. Let's lift His high name up and bless His high name. Come on, let's pray. I want you to lift your right hand and say, Lord, I come before Thee. And I bless You with the fruit of my lips. Before I ask anything, I lift You up. I praise You, for Thou art worthy of glory, honor, praise, majesty, might, and the power belongs to You. Come on, let's praise. O Lord, Thou art our Lord. Early will we seek Thee. My soul thirsteth after Thee as in a dry and thirsty land when no water is. To behold Your power and Your glory. To meditate upon You as I have, Lamb of God, and the night watches. God, I come with a sacrifice. I come with a gift this morning. I come with, Lord, praise. Before I ask anything, before I request anything, before I make any supplication, any, Lord Jesus, petition, any type of request, God wants You to know that I appreciate, celebrate, hallelujah, the great thing that You have done, for You have done great things wherein we are glad. Father, we will love you, O Lord. Hallelujah, because you are our strength. The Lord, you are our rock and our fortress. God, you are our deliverer. My God, you are strength in whom, hallelujah, we will trust. Our buckler and the horn of our salvation and the high tower. Hallelujah, we'll call upon the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. God, you decreed and declared that so will you save us from our enemies. Glory to God. We bless you, Lord, because you laid us down to sleep, but we awakened because you sustained us. Hallelujah. Once have we heard, Master. Twice have it been spoken that power belongs to you. God, we lift you up because we understand that it's in you we live. It's in you we move. It's in you we have our being. We are your people. And as your people, Father, we come bringing sacrifices of praise. Father, we bring praise whether we feel like it or not. We bring praise whether the situation seems conducive or not. We bring praise whether it seems like, Lord, our bodies, or Lord Jesus Christ, are not in, Lord Jesus Christ, the right standing. We bring praise despite conditions, circumstance, situations of adversity. Father, hallelujah, we superimpose upon every, Lord, situation with praise, for praise is kalaba. Humbly for the upright. I will, Abasa, we will bless you, and we'll bless you at all times, and your praise, hallelujah, your praise shall continually be in our mouth. God, we lift you up, and we give you a toda. Hallelujah. We lift our hands. Hallelujah. We give you Yada praise. We give you Tohila. We lift you, your majesty. And we say, Lord, be magnified. Be magnified in the midst of every situation. Be magnified in the midst of every circumstance. Hallelujah. Be magnified this morning. You already know what things we stand in need of. So, Lord God, you told us to enter into your gates with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Not to come in begging. Not to come in, Lord Jesus, pleading. You said to enter. You said to enter into your gates with thanksgiving and to come into your courts with praise and to be thankful unto you. Father, and we bless your name, and we decree, we declare that the Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. Great is your faithfulness unto us. Hallelujah. But thou art holy, O God. You're holy. Hallelujah. Thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. We are your Israel, Father. We are your people in whom you have made and whom you have called us to have our being. We are the sheep of your pasture. Hallelujah. You have made us and not we ourselves. Therefore, divine praise is given unto you, God. Hallelujah. Not unto us, O God. Not unto us, but unto thee be glory. Unto thee be power. Unto thee be majesty. Unto thee be might. Unto thee be dominion. Father, thank you this morning. Thank you for our health. Thank you for the ability to praise you. Thank you for the ability to even pray. We thank you for the Lord desire to come boldly before the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help us, even in the very time of need. We thank you this morning for giving us a desire, hallelujah, to seek you early. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you this morning, hallelujah, to taste and see that you are good and your mercy endure forever. We thank you, hallelujah, that you laid us down to sleep, but we awakened because you sustained us. We thank you this morning, hallelujah, that you stayed the hand of the enemy. You rebuked the powers of darkness. And while we slept, God, how you commanded your angels, Michael, Gabriel, Sinclair, and Raphael, to stand positions and place a sentinel over our soul. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh, our soul. And we forget not all your many benefits. defense. Father, you brought us out of darkness into your marvelous light. Father, you kept us when the enemy plotted and planned to, Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, you rape our souls. You sustained us and you kept us. And you said, Lord, not so. God, and then you placed the greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world in the side of our bosom. We bless you, mighty master. Mighty master, we bless you, King of glory. We bless you, exalted one. Hallelujah. We bless you with the fruit of our lips. Oh, we give you divine praise this morning. You already know what things we have need of before we even ask. We thank you, Lord, that you've given such power to men when we consider our bloopers and our blunders, our mistakes, our failures, our iniquities that have overrided us. When we consider, mighty master, hallelujah, our down, Lord Jesus, falls, our Lord Jesus, mistakes, and yea, Father, even sometimes our sins of omission and our sins of commission. Father, yet you stand by our side. Father, yet you stand with us, and yet you decree and declare we're righteous. Yet you decree and declare we're holy. You said that these are mine, these jewels, they shall be mine. We thank you, Lord, that you call us your jewels. When we consider all of that, hallelujah, the heavens, the moon, the stars, hallelujah, the earth, and all that therein is, hallelujah, and every angel that have obeyed you, what is man that thou art mindful of us? What is the Son of Man that you even visited us? How you crown us, hallelujah, blessed God, with honor and glory. We thank you that you've given us, Lord, something that the angels don't have. You've given us redemption, and you did it by your own right hand. Hallelujah, the blood of the Lamb, the exalted King, the Prince of Life, His Majesty, Lord Jesus Christ. We bless you for salvation through the blood. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for delivering us. Thank you for giving us, Lord Jesus, a name that no man know but he that received it. Thank you for giving us a name written in the Lamb's, oh glory, book of life. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us a name, Lord, hallelujah, from what it used to be to, Lord Jesus, a name, Lord God, that no man know save he that received it. Thank you, Lord, that you've given us a place in heavenly places from which cometh the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, God, we stop and give you praise. We stop and give you glory. We stop and give you majesty, because thine it was, thine it is, and thine it shall be. Father, be lifted up, be glorified, be exalted, and be magnified. Thou King of the saints, be lifted up, Captain of the host, hallelujah, be lifted up, hallelujah, thou rock, hallelujah, our water. You're the bread of hunger. We thank you for being the water of thirst. We thank you for being the strength of our salvation and the joy of our salvation. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being saved. And then, Father, we thank you for, Lord Jesus, keeping us. Thank you for keeping us in the cleft of your hand. Thank you for protecting our family. Thank you that we're not living under a bridge. We could be walking around with a colostomy bag. But God, we thank you for your mercy endure forever. And if we are in a wheelchair, we thank you for being in the land of the living. For the dead does not praise thee, neither does any that go down into silence. But David, John, hallelujah, you declared, while we yet have our being, should we praise him? Come on, everybody. Let's bless him. Open up your mouth. Tell him how much you love him. My mom called to a lot. Tell him how much you praise him. Tell him how much you care. Tell him how much you appreciate him. Tell him how much you thank him for giving you a desire to praise. Thank him. Thank him right now that you're on this party too. Hey, Babasha. Well, glory. Tell him, Mama said, tell him that you thank him that you're on this prayer line. Tell him you thank him for, Lord, giving you a desire to pray. Come on and praise him. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth. Let the high praises of God be in our mouths as a two-edged sword. We cut asunder the enemy. We cut asunder every plot. We cut a stun to every plan. We cut a stun to every conference. Hallelujah. And we overthrow the enemy at the conference table. And we do it with a praise. You said, Lord God, hallelujah, that praise is comely for the upright. And unto you shall the vow be performed. You said that praise would steal the avenger. So we stop them. Oh, glory. We stop the enemy in his tracks. Father, we praise you. We put a shield about ourselves. We put a shield about our family. We put a shield about our husbands and wives. We put a shield about nephews and children. We put a shield over our pastor and our leader and our overseer. We put a shield over every supporting, hallelujah, system, hallelujah, every prophet, every man, every teacher and preacher that's there to support. We put a shield over CCIF. We put a shield, glory to God, hallelujah, over KCC Houston, KCC Charlotte, KCC, hallelujah, Jacksonville. We put a shield, hallelujah, of praise now for everybody on this line, those that are overseas, those that are all over the state, near and far. Father, God, come in and dwell. Throw your weight around. Flex your muscles, Master. Show yourself mighty. Give our soul. Bring confusion and havoc on the powers of darkness. Bring chaotic, Lord Jesus, situations over the camp of the enemy. Be blinded, enemy. Be blinded, you peeping spirit. Be blinded. We blind you with a praise to God. We blind you with a praise to God. We lift up praise to our Master, and we shatter, hallelujah, every demonic power in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Labo Shai Kete. Praise is comely for the upright, and unto God shall the vow be performed. Hallelujah. And I want to say this before I get off and turn it over to our man of God. And that is that, bless God, when I was in the service, I worked in communication. And one thing about it, and spectrum management, frequency management, amen, there was things that certain frequencies that, amen, could be going above the human ear that could not be seen with eyes, but they could be heard with ears. But then there was some that could not be heard with ears, but it could be seen, or it could be detected with another machine. Then there were other, amen, frequencies that were so high that they would not only not be able to be detected by another machine, but it would be interfering to the point to where it would cause your ears to hurt. Hallelujah. So that's what praise is. Praise, amen, brings confusion and havoc. Oh, God, told him by. Hallelujah. On the camp of the enemies, every peeping spirit, every ear that is trying to absorb and hear what it is you want to say to God. Praise, hallelujah, sit and send a screeching, oh my God, thank you, a screeching sound in the enemy's ear. He hates praise. Hallelujah, because praise magnifies his majesty. Praise, amen, is to speak well of him. It is to speak of his great deeds. As a matter of fact, praise is to celebrate him. Hallelujah, for his greatness and his goodness. And the enemy hates to be reminded about this majestic, matchless, hallelujah, wonder of God, man, of glory. Glory. Hallelujah. The Prince of Life, Jesus, the Blessed Christ, Son of the Living God. That's why praise is your weapon. You praise God because, amen, angels rejoice. Angels jump in with you. But at the same time, hallelujah, you confuse the enemy. Praise. Keep your praise, amen, all day in Jesus' mighty name. Pastor is yours. While the man of God is getting ready to come, let's go into another prayer point. This is a prayer point I want to pray here. Hallelujah. This morning, we're praying that God will open up every door. As a matter of fact, we decree and we declare that every door of opportunity that is supposed to be open unto you, not only will you, amen, bless God, receive it, but you will not squander it. You know, Pastor said something years ago. Amen. How do you spell poor? P-O-O-R. Amen. Passed over opportunities repeatedly. Poor. Passed over opportunities repeatedly. This, amen, prayer is that for every opportunity, every door of opportunity of prosperity that is given unto you, hallelujah, you will not be poor this season. You will not pass it over. You will have the spirit of discernment, so you will be able to discern what door it is that you are to go in and how to get in there. Hallelujah. Lift your right hand. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, right now we decree every door of opportunity that is open unto me, my eyes are open, my spirit is alert, and my diligence is moving expeditiously. I shall not squander. I shall not waste it. Thank you for giving me wisdom to walk in this door. Come on, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. Hallelujah. That every opportunity, every door, Lord, every business plan that is placed on, Lord Jesus, the altar, that's written on the altar of their hearts, under the Lord Jesus Christ fabric of their mind. Hallelujah. Father, we pray, Lamb of God, as we receive the opportunities, that you would grant us, Lord, wisdom, wisdom to walk in it. This time that we don't squander it, that we don't waste it. This time that we don't sit back and disannul it by procrastination, which is the thief of time. Father, we pray that you would cause us to become diligent, because you said the hand of the diligent shall bear rule. And so, Lord, for every door of opportunity that is opened up, we decree and declare we walk in. We walk in. We walk in the name of Jesus. Father, and we thank you that every opposing force, every opposition, every adversary, hallelujah, to the door of opportunity, the door of prosperity, the door of business and planning, the door, Lord Jesus Christ, of new, Lord Jesus, awakenings and arising, the door, Lord Jesus Christ, of peace to our home, the door of joy. Father, that we walk in it and that we don't become poor, that we don't pass over opportunities repeatedly. Thank you, Lord, that you are using this prayer as a springboard to thrust us into the pool of diligence, for the hand of the diligent shall bear rule. Thank you for giving us rule over our soul, rule over our emotions, rule over, Lord Jesus Christ, our passions, so that we don't squander, so that we don't, Lord Jesus Christ, nullify the things that you have, Lord, set, and then blame everyone else. We thank you for a season, the moment. Thank you for the wisdom to go in and to come out. And we thank you for the power of prayer. Hallelujah, that has shut down every opposing force. Hallelujah, we blind every peeping spirit into our prosperity, into our Lord Jesus Christ success, into our victory for our children, for our home, for our Lord job, for everyone attached to us, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, glory. We're going to pray one more prayer, and this one is going to be for our man of God, for our pastor. Hallelujah. The Bible said he give us shepherds after his own heart. He give us shepherds after his own heart, and he give us shepherds to lead and guide us, to feed us with knowledge and wisdom. Amen. He give us shepherds, not that we like, not that we agree with, not that we buddy-buddy up with, not that we sit and socialize with, but that they could feed us with knowledge and understanding, and not even that we choose. He chooses them for us. And so we're praying for our shepherd, and for those of you that are on here who have a shepherd and you're not under the shepherdship of Pastor Brian Kahn Jr., then bless God, we pray that you submit, obey, yield, and succumb to your shepherd, the leading of your man of God, hallelujah, or your leader, that you would follow them wholeheartedly, not with Glory to God. Hallelujah. Not with just our servants being men pleasers, but as what you do unto the Lord. Hallelujah. This is going to stay the enemy in Jesus' name. We're praying divine protection for him. We're praying that the hand of the Lord would be mightily on him. Let's keep him on the wings of prayer starting right now. Lift your right hand up. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for prophet and pastor, overseer, Brian Carn Jr., and you can put your pastor's name in there also if you are, amen, not up under this mantle. Hallelujah. We pray divine protection, strength, and anointing be his portion today. Pray that prayer in the next 15 seconds. Come on, pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for our leader. Thank you for, Lord Jesus, his commitment, his dedication, his drive, his tenacity, and his spiritual passion to please you. Father, that is manifested in the works that he do for you. God, now give us to gravitate, appreciate, and celebrate our leader. Give us to cover him, Lord. Give us to be a shield about him. Cause us to become spiritual Abishai's. Cause us to become, Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, spiritual Joab's. Lebo, Sheke, Lebo, Unahaya. Hallelujah. And give us, Lord Jesus, eyes to see the enemy as the enemy would set plots and plans, devices, devices for his demise. And we dismantle them. We disrupt them. We send a intercontinental super ballistic, hallelujah, explosive missile in the spirit to shatter, to nullify, to blow up every plan. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. That the enemy has set in array. And we decree and declare as the body of the church that no weapons shall be formed that shall prosper against them. Thank you, Lord. Every mouth that is against them, every tongue on social media, every tongue, Lord Jesus Christ, that is floating through the airways, every tongue that is in the places, hallelujah, of the streets and the marketplace, that is speaking contrary and negative against your manservant, may their tongues cleave to their mouth, the roof of their mouths, in the name of Jesus. Invade their dreams, their quiet time. Let them not rest until they come to the place of humility, repent, hallelujah, and let you arise in their life. You said to touch not your anointed. Hey, woo. And neither do your prophets any harm. So we lift him up. We pray divine strength for these meetings. We pray that you would strengthen his voice, his vocal cords, in the name of Jesus. Thank you that his thoughts are clear. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are giving him divine guidance. Hallelujah. Supernatural, Lord, navigational tools for the church. And thank you, Lamb of God, that we shall follow, submit, and yield to what is coming out of heaven through the mouth of the man of God to earth. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, give God praise right there. In Jesus' name, Malo Spiritai.
God is awesome. Y'all excuse me that I didn't say anything. This phone, I don't know what it is. I just sent us the joy, a picture. Boy, I tell you, I'm excited, though. I'm excited the devil is mad. I'm excited the devil is messing with these phones. I just sent us the joy, a picture of my phone. And what it's doing looked like all kind of demons and got in the phone to try not to let me through. But the devil is still stupid. He's a liar. He's a big dummy. That's what Fred Sanford called him, you big dummy. Well, that's what I call him, a dummy. We bless the Lord for his faithfulness this morning, and we honor him for his goodness. Listen, let me give you one prayer point that the devil was trying to make sure you didn't get, but he's defeated because we know, hallelujah, that God is the greatest power. And because God is the greatest power, we shall never, ever, 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 glory to God, we shall never be defeated. That's the word of the Lord. We are believing God and we're praying this, that God is going to surprise us with a financial breakthrough. We're believing God to surprise us with a financial breakthrough this morning. We are praying that, we're decreeing that, that God will surprise us with a financial breakthrough. Raise your right hand. Say, in the name of Jesus, tonight as I lift my voice and pray. Holy Ghost, thank you for divine surprises. Divine surprises. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that it is your will to give us the kingdom. It is your good pleasure to bless us. I thank you, O God, that you said your word above all things, that we might as prosper and be in health, even as our soul prosper. Father, today as we lift our voice and we pray, I thank you. Hey, halabashata, for divine surprises. I thank you that surprises will be our portion this month, that surprises will be our portion today, that surprises will be our portion this week, but good surprises, not satanic surprises, but godly surprises. I thank you for surprises from the north, the south, the east, and the west. I thank you for financial surprises. I thank you for good surprises. I thank you for uncommon surprises. Father, I thank you that we will receive gifts that we did not even expect. I thank you that as we pray, I thank you that you hear us when we pray, and you're granting unto us surprises. Surprises with financial breakthroughs. Surprises with supernatural favor. Surprise us with good news. Surprise us with visitations from angelic powers. Surprise us with heavenly visitation. Surprise us. Grant unto us surprises. Hey, Bene Bashata. Remandele me kandala makusa. Zidolo bobosha. Yembi bibibia sinele me. Mekendele me. Mikanuni miki kandala ba. Mandananama. Zina la banda la ba, lobo robo sha, jebe, gbb, zibindiri bi kude da la ba, ramande le be, mishtalama, la kushamande, mekende de babibia. We thank you for surprises. We give you the praise for surprises. We give you the glory for surprises. We honor you that surprises are going to be in our favor. We thank you that surprises, hallelujah, are coming in great supply. We thank you today for financial surprises coming in the mail, financial surprises coming in our bank account, financial surprises, oh God, coming from every direction through email. I give you praise for financial surprises. Nothing will hinder us. Nothing will block us. Nothing will stop us. I thank you that nothing will be able to hinder it, that it is coming, and it is coming fast, and it is coming strong, and it is coming aggressive. Hey, halabashata, that every time we look around, surprise. Hey, mandele be kode biasi. Si lelele be de basha. Le mandala kota. Lika laba laba de le bala manda. Robo saluma. Mika nini miki kandolo boho. Ustinia, ustini mian sakona, mike se le kleste le kunkata la manza, labadibia, labadibia le bosha, ramande le behe, lift your voice and pray, lift your voice and command it, lift your voice and decree it, lift your voice and call it through, command surprises on today, command surprises this week, command surprises this month, command surprises for your children, surprises for your husband, surprises for your mother, surprises for your family, surprises for your house, surprises, good surprises, godly surprises, divine surprises, supernatural surprises, financial surprises. Hey, 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 shate, lebe shekebe, likaba shata, le mandili bialabaha, robo shobo shaba, jebebebebebia, remendeleme, mindididiasi, sinonomokuta, likobo ukuba shikana, lekebendeleba, in the name of Jesus. The devil is defeated, and God is exalted. You are decreeing and declaring financial surprises. Heard the prayers, the man of God. We are decreeing and we are declaring it. I know that it shall be even as God has said. It shall be even as God has spoken. Divine surprises are coming unto you today. You are blessed this morning. You are favored. You shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord. Libasha, ooh, shandala laba, lande lele bere bandala baba bokusa, you shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. This is the day, my God, I'm excited about prayer this evening. God has strategically given me some prayer points, and I'm ready to do them. I can't wait. I'm excited about what God is getting ready to do in your life and my life. But whatever you do, don't get out of prayer. Stay in a posture of prayer. Stay in a mode of prayer. Stay in a rhythm of prayer. Stay in a heart of prayer. Halabasha. Stay in a place of honor. Mendele meke salamandalakuya. Milandele beledi alabasha. Whatever you do, stay in prayer this week, today. I'm excited. You know, near Houston, Texas, make it to Houston tonight. Yes, believe God for the miraculous tonight. Make it there in Houston, and let's trust God. Shakala mandala bakudala bakasaya. Hey! Mendelele bele biandala mahoya. Robo sukum dididia. Nda ande bachene neme shenini mikikaso. Ulala bayaya. We are believing God for miracles. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. You cannot be stopped. I want you to remember that. Can't be stopped because God is on your side. Hallelujah. Make it to prayer today. 12 o'clock, Charlotte. 12 o'clock, Jacksonville. 12 o'clock. Then let's pray. Let's believe God. And I'll see you at prayer this evening at 6, calling on the name of the Lord. More grace.